Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Studio De Heffrey, where we have officially entered the off-season portion that we can refer to as Cowboyville. You guys ready for what's going on in Cowboyville? This will be a Dak Prescott and his contract and Cowboy decision conversation for you real quickly. Because it's that time. This is a specialty of the Dallas Cowboys. They don't win negotiations, but they love to do them in the media while pretending that they're not doing them in the media. Now, let's talk about it. So what are the Cowboys going to do, right? Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. I would appreciate it. Because tonight, if you don't want to talk about Dak, either tonight or tomorrow morning, we will talk about Cowboys' needs and which spots they really need to fill with free agents and which might be filled in the draft. And I'll give you free agent names, all that stuff. But that'll be either tonight or tomorrow. So what's going on today? Today, in the Dallas Morning News, is an article from David Moore. Now, remember what I've told you. Jerry reads the paper. So a lot of things that are in the paper, he wants to read what he said or what he's told somebody to say. So, we're in an offseason where the Cowboys are currently $20 million over the salary cap going into it, and they got to do some stuff for that not to be true. Why? Because, as Jerry Jones said, we're ready to be all in, baby. We're going to do everything we can to improve this team and try to win the Super Bowl next year, right? Maybe. If you want to win the Super Bowl, what do you got to do? You need at least a couple of linebackers. You need at least a defensive tackle or two. You got to figure out, let's see, Diggs is back and Bland. You probably still need a corner. You need a starting center. You need a starting left tackle. There's a lot of stuff we got to do. We're $20 million over the cap. That seems like a challenge. So, because of that, and because of Dak Prescott's contract negotiations the last time around, where they waited too long and they didn't want to give him $22 million or $27 million, so they waited as if the quarterback market was going to get bad. And then even though his leg was snapped in half, he got $40 million a year, right? So here we are. You get to the last year of that deal, and because they waited so long, you can't trade him. You really can't cut him. Like, you could try to cut him or trade him, but you would just be eating a butt ton of money. It's not really feasible. So you can't trade him. You can't cut him. What you could do is extend Dak Prescott. That's been the talk. I think it was Jordan Schultz that said, like, Dak might be a $60 million quarterback. Yes, get ready for that. When the Cowboys extend Dak Prescott, because once again, they're in a spot where a really good quarterback is on the doorstep of free agency and they can't stop him. He has all the leverage. They're bent over the barrel, right? So what will likely happen is a contract extension, and Dak will be the highest paid player in the NFL on a per year basis. And a lot of people will be like, oh no, this is awful. And we can talk about that in a minute. Let me make a note. Talk about that in a minute. Dak, highest paid player in the NFL. Because that's how markets work, especially the NFL quarterback market. It's been going boo, 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 boo. Just in last offseason, you had four new highest paid players in the league. Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. Bang, 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 bang. And that's the way it goes. So now we're to the next guy. Guess what? Wee to the top, unless you extend somebody early, and then they might help you out because they want money. But Dak's money is standing right over there. He's almost to it. He has all the leverage in the world. He can do whatever he wants. Become the highest paid player in the league, do nothing, play out the season, and be an unrestricted free agent as one of the 10 best quarterbacks in football. That's fun for a player, I promise. I do think he wants to be a Cowboy, though, so you might have a shot here to get something done that doesn't make you go, ah! So what David Moore writes today is there is another way to create cap space using Dak Prescott's contract without extending Dak Prescott, which would make, I know, a lot of people or some people happy. Here's how it works. Dak already has 2 years after this year that are on paper as it's really just time he has to get paid. It's called voidable years. You're going to owe Dak money even though he won't be under contract and he could be playing somewhere else. So this year, Dak counts $60 million against the cap or just under. You could take $29 million of that or almost $28 million of that, and you could just move it. And you could say, yeah, put that with the other stuff later, which means next year it would be like $60 million bucks, even though he's not here, right? That would be bad for next year, but we're worried about this year. And so now you would save yourself $27.5 million. Now you're a little bit under the cap. Now you extend CeeDee Lamb and you'd save $10 more million, and you make all your other moves, and you've got money to play with, some money to play with in free agency. The thing about that is you're also setting yourself up for pain a year from now, and you're getting considerably less to play with than you would if you extended Dak. So David Moore says this is a path that the Cowboys are currently talking about at the Star. That this is a, he says, you should acknowledge this is a reasonable, responsible conversation. It's the conversation taking place right now at the Star. That instead of extending, they could save way less to spend on other players by just saying, take that money, move it later, no extension. This is still your last year, and we'll have a little bit of money to play with. It ain't all in, but it's kind of in, and being ready to walk away from the quarterback next year while eating $50 or $60 million. So don't worry, next year would not be fun for the Cowboys at all, and you wouldn't know who your next quarterback is. So it's dangerous. It's very dangerous, but that's your move if you're not all in that Dak is your dude. If you think that, so now let's go to that. I do think there's a conversation you can have that's reasonable. A lot of you guys aren't reasonable. Most of you are wonderful. If you're listening, you're wonderful, but some other people are unreasonable. But if you watch the way things have gone in the NFL with what's happened to quarterback salaries and the percentage of the salary cap and how quickly it's gone up and up and up and up and up and up and up, you could reside in the camp that says, I don't think that I want any non-Mahomes or wherever your bar is for 25% of my salary cap? Holy cow. Where it wasn't that long ago that if I'm remembering right, it was like 16, 17% of the cap was what a really, really, really good quarterback made, but the market just goes boop, 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 and it's going up faster than the salary cap is going up. So if you just reside in the camp that, and this could be reasonable, yes, Dak is quite good. I think the MVP runner-up and the all-pro quarterback is quite good. But because so far we haven't won anything, I think that we've peaked and it's just a fool's errand that maybe even though it gives us the best chance right this second, that I don't believe it's feasible that with 25% of the cap tied to Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts or insert quarterback that's in the conversation for QB 5 through 9 in the NFL. That I just don't think that paying that much, I can get past where I've already gotten. We've already tried, and we've tried it without having him count for that much. I don't think we can do it. And so we try something else while acknowledging that, man, it's risky. I have no idea if I'm going to find a good quarterback or where, but I'm going to try my best. And I'm just going to use that money somewhere else and see if I can get lucky. And by God, I need Kyle Shanahan, because how is it possible that there is one man in the league that's offense is quarterback proof and nobody else is? So if you reside in that camp and you just think, no, he's good. He's really good. But QB salaries and how much they eat up of a salary cap have gone up too fast. And I think only Pat Mahomes, or maybe you have another name or two, is worthy of that. And other than that, I'm going to take my swing with, well, let's throw out draft names. Michael Penix or Bo Nix or J.J. McCarthy and have $40 to $50 million to spend to get myself a stud D tackle, a starting offensive lineman, and a linebacker. The question is, do you really think that a awesome free agent, let's say defensive lineman and corner, with insert name that we don't know at quarterback, makes your team better than not having those two players but having a really good quarterback? I would be terrified to do it, but I am willing to have that, and I do believe that that is a reasonable conversation. if you think that a team should walk away from Justin Herbert instead of paying him what the market dictates, okay, I'm a coward. I want to have my good QB. I'm not trying to distance from that. But there's your conversation that's going on in Valley Ranch. Cowboys have multiple options with Dak. Number one, contract extension that gives you a whole lot more money to play with. Option two, take some of his current money and just drop it into next year with other money that's already sitting there. Eat it later while he's not here and just play out this one. But this is what the Cowboys do. So what this whole thing is, because I'm going to tell you, I strongly believe Dak will get a contract extension, but this is what the Joneses do. Their way of negotiating is to plant it in the media for their fan base. Yeah, we're thinking about, we don't know if, there's only so much pie. They love to do that stuff to set it up where the fan base can, they try to get the fan base on their side and float these ideas and try to start playing hardball with a player and an agent who probably won't go into the media and do anything, but the Joneses will have their perspective written in the paper so that the fan base can read it and they make sure that it's called, this is very reasonable and it's absolutely an option. And man, we really might do this. And the idea behind it is that Dak and his agent and his friends and his family read it and they're like, hey man, look, that's a thing that could happen. And then they want Dak to call and be like, hey, I know I was going to get $60 million. How about 54? That's what they want to happen. But we've seen a negotiation with this particular quarterback and his agent before, and they used all of their leverage. They said, look, my leg is in half, and you're still going to make me, I believe at the time he was the second highest paid quarterback in the league, with a snapped in half leg. Do we think that quarterback and that agent this time are going to be like, I don't want every dollar. I want to help you. I doubt it. Anyway, that's your Cowboys stuff of the day. Free agent stuff, draft stuff coming up either tonight or tomorrow morning. So make sure to hit the like and subscribe button. Hit the timestamp. Let me know if you made it this far and what time it is. And what's your favorite topping to put on ice cream? Mine is a gummy bear. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.